Blog Talk Radio.
And that's what really say, what it's saying, removing all obstacles. There's some noise in the background. Whoever that is, I can hear it. Remove obstacles from that will block your way. We must trust in the Lord with all our hearts. And I had a heart when I was speaking, a picture of a heart. And I had draw lines through it, like a heart, like a cross. And what I was trying to indicate and display is that God doesn't want, and he's not saying in this scripture, to just give us a little bit of your heart or half of your heart, but he wants all of your heart. And when he says trust in him with all your heart, that's exactly what he's saying. Some of us, I know, and sometimes myself, we don't always put our trust in him. Could we question him? And especially what it says, lean not to our own understanding. Yeah, we start putting our own two cents together and saying, oh, this is why this is happening. Even when our spouse passed, all of us had our own comment that was made when he passed away. Some of us also said that, why did he leave me and leave me all by myself?
Mm-hmm.
Now, your spouse didn't have nothing to do with that. You know, I'm sure if he had the opportunity, he would probably still be here. And also what I did when I first, when I went to the hospital, my husband was already had passed, I started yelling and screaming at my husband saying, I told you to eat better. I told you to stop eating those greasy food and whatever. And I was angry because I thought maybe the way he ate, you know, he didn't eat always healthy. Even though I cooked, he also ate on the side, different things that he shouldn't have been eating. And I was yelling at him because I was not leaning to my own understanding. I was putting things in my own thought, my own thought, why he had passed away. He passed away because it was his time and God wanted him, you know, that's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
But I was questioning and saying to him, you know, if you ate better, you would have still been here. No, that had nothing to do with it. So we have a way of trying to figure out and that this is the way and why it happened. So in this scripture it says, trust in him, trust in the Lord. He knows what's best. Even we don't agree with what he's doing, he knows what's best. And he's telling us, don't worry about what's happening. Even though it's something that you disagree on, I still got your back.
Amen.
So we have to be, we have to trust him. We have to put all of our heart, you know, all of our heart in trusting him and lean not to our own understanding. But the best of this program, what I want to do is ask some. We have Martha Jefferson and Mandy Walker. Miss Mandy did a wonderful job. She did this dance called Too Close to the Mirror. Oh, my soul. I told Miss Mandy while she was looking like an angel, she had angels around her dancing with her. I mean, she was just so gracefully dancing like an angel. I could see angels. That's the way it felt.
Yes.
Like she had angels around her. Beautiful. Beautifully done. And Martha, she introduced our speaker, Elder Sarah Hurd. And Sarah Hurd, if some of you do not know who she is, she is the her husband was the late Bobby Hurd, and he was on TV for years, I mean many, many years. And she was a part of that program with him, and then now she does it alone. She does it, Sarah Hurd, A Time in the Word with Sarah Hurd. But the only thing is, I have not had the opportunity to see because she's on 6 a.m. on Sunday morning. And I guess I'm still snoring. at the time. But one of these times, I'm gonna try my best this coming Sunday to listen to her. But let me tell you, if she is good as she what she did on Saturday, I need to make sure I wake up 6 a.m. and listen to her because she was dynamite.
Amen.
And I am going to have the two of them. I want Miss Mandy first. Tell me what, other than your own dance, what was the most that you liked about the program or something that just stood out more than anything else?
The thing that I liked most about that program and that speech was the message that Ella Heard brought. I mean, she couldn't have put it any clearer. And it was so plain that we needed to hear that. She told us just like the Holy Spirit was talking to us and telling us what we should do. And I enjoyed every bit of it. I understood what she was saying. And I felt a lot of what she was saying because we were going through some of the same feelings and the same things. God is really using Elder Heard. And
yes.
there shouldn't have been a dry eye in the house. The how the angels was there helping her to get us through what we needed to hear at a time like this. It was awesome. And I love
yes.
it. And I know God was pleased with it. Oh, in Jesus' name.
Okay. How about you,
yes,
Martha? What did you think the best? I know Elder Heard was the best of the. I mean, what captured and stayed with you regarding the anniversary, Martha?
Yes. I'm sorry. I thought you were still talking to Miss Mandy. I'm sorry. I was going to kind of piggyback off what Miss Mandy said. I enjoyed the message from Elder Heard. She tied in the scripture from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 with the
mm-hmm.
theme, where do we go from here? But the thing that stood out most in the message to me was the, I think she said the AFA approach. And by the way, in her message, I think all of us were entertained, uplifted, encouraged, and inspired.
Mm-hmm.
And you all kind of pray for me now. My voice is kind of like shutting down, but I'm gonna be okay.
Mm-hmm.
The A in the message was acknowledgement, and she was saying that we as widows shouldn't deny ourselves or shouldn't deny that we're still alive, and that like Mary was saying, we had our husbands, our spouse had nothing to do with their home going and nothing to do with it at all, even though we can be mad with them or whatever, but they are going on to glory and they're not coming back. And she made the little anecdotal joke that it was better he than her because she still had quite a bit of living to do. And she also mm-hmm. made the statement that she, like many of us, didn't see herself trying to get over in that casket. And I thought that was kind of funny, but
That was pretty funny.
It was very comical. But anyway, in her message for acknowledgement, she said to close the door on guilt. You don't have to struggle to be happy, but you learn to be happy right in the state that you're in. And the F was for forgiveness. And she was saying, forgive your loved one for passing on. He had nothing to do with it. It was just his appointed time. His expiration date was up. So we have to forgive him, forgive others who don't understand you, but mostly forgive yourself. And forgiving yourself, you are not forgiving yourself others. You're forgiving yourself for yourself. It helps you more than others. And she said to use the next chapter of your life to go on and write your book of living. That's the next chapter. And the second A was accept where you are in life. No matter where you are, we still have the opportunity to live again, to love again, to dream again, and move forward. And she said this is what your loved one would want. They wouldn't want you here grieving and crying every day and being bitter. Just move
exactly.
ahead and be be peace, make peace with yourself, in other words. And she said mainly to be loyal. You are loyal to your spouse, but now you owe loyalty to yourself to move ahead. So those were the three main facts that the AFD approach was what she used. And that's what I really got out of her message. I thought that was very encouraging, enlightening, and inspiring to just remember the AFA approach.
Right. And yes, you really captured a lot of the point. You know, when you're part of the program, sometimes you don't always. I was so inspiring. I was just sitting there listening to her instead of writing. But after you started talking, Martha, I remembered the things that she said, you know, in detail. And she was very humorous. She had us laughing that, you know, even though that we didn't want our spouses to leave, but we did not get in the casket with our spouse. And
that's right.
With
that's
him.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's serious because we're still here.
That's right. And, you know, she said they are dead and they're not coming back.
Right.
They're dead.
Exactly.
They're not coming
right.
back. And that we are to use this opportunity in our life to make our lives, you can make your life better or bitter. But somebody
right.
out there wants the gift that you have. We all have
right.
a gift to share with other living people. So God don't want you to just, and your spouse won't want you to just curl up and die. Make use of the gift that you have and use it to glorify the Lord. I don't want to do too much talking, but I wanted to say people amaze me often when they say to me, who's going to pick you up? And I say, pardon me, who's picking you up? And I say, I drive myself. You still driving? It's amazing to them with what I have gone through with my walking aids and et cetera, that I'm still able to drive. And
right.
it's comical because I have to smile. And I say, oh, yeah, I still drive. I get around. I just transfer from one walking aid right onto the seat of the van and keep moving. And God blesses me. I'm all down in Panama City and anywhere else I want to go, anywhere I feel like going, the Lord leads me, I go. And I give the blessing and the thanks to and the glory to God. I am thankful for that.
Well, Martha, I thank you so much for those words. And also, it is amazing to know how you can move around, you know, in your,
Praise.
You know, the different, disabled that you have. But you do not let nothing stop you. You continue to press on and do whatever you want to do regardless of your situation. Now,
Amen.
My mom back then, we didn't have a car. We didn't own a car back there. My dad owned a horse and a buggy. And we passed away. My mother went everywhere and anywhere that she wanted to go without a car. Yes, but she knew who to call to take her to the place. So she went whenever there was friends or family members that were sick. She always went and visited the sick and shut-in. My mother loved to grow vegetables and also fish. So she would bag these things up, and she would always take me along because she would never leave me at home. But she did not let nothing stop her from accomplishing her purpose. Her purpose in life was to help and visit the sick and shut-in, and she carried them fresh vegetables, fish. But she moved around more than people who had vehicles. So, Martha, I know you remind me how my mother did not let nothing stop her from doing
That's right.
what she wanted to do and the purpose that she had in life. So
well,
I applaud you for doing that.
Yeah.
But getting
great
back
job.
To the, our anniversary, Sheila also did a workshop at the end. And there was a couple of questions I was going to ask you and Miss Mandy regarding the workshop. And I think I'm going to do a part two in this. And I'm going to have Sheila on next week if she is available. and I want her to come on and do some of it. But I wanted to share and also acknowledge certain people, you know, the different things that went on. The anniversary was just excellent. It was just wonderful. We had such a great time. The food was good. The breakfast was just so good. I mean, my mother, Mary, that cooked at our church, she did such a great job. I mean, it was just went well. The only thing that was missing, we could have had a little few more widows, but that's okay because I know you all had other things that y'all already had planned. But it was wonderful. And we had, a couple of questions I wanted to start off with, and I'm let Sheila finish it up for next week. Sheila's workshop was regarding the theme, where do we go from here, and also the scripture. But she asked a couple of questions. She has three steps in getting there. Miss Mandy and Miss Martha, do you remember the three steps that Sheila mentioned?
Yes, the first step. Mandy, you want to answer? You want me to give it?
Go ahead, Martha.
Okay.
Each one of y'all can give one.
Okay. Well, first of all, she told us just to cross out the we. Where do we go from here? And put where do I go from here? And the three steps. Right. One was the first step was trust God with all your heart.
Yeah.
Miss Sandy, what was the second step?
Please trust your own understanding.
Your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct our path. And if we listen to that, those words that she was saying, He will. And I wanted to say one other thing. You know, when God moves in and takes our spouse, their journey for God on earth is ended. And the spouse that are left here, God have a job for us to do. And I have gained a lot of strength in going on. It opened the doors for me to do things that God wanted me to do. He have a job for all of us to do. A lot of time I was hiding behind my husband, like the dancing thing. I've always loved to dance, but I never really realized how important it is until I was talking to Miss Martha one day, and she was encouraging me, maybe God wants you to get out there and, you know, express different ways of how to praise Him. And I was really reluctant to do that, but if my husband had still been here, I probably been still sitting around waiting to go and do what he is doing and, you know, to keep him going. But God is an awesome God, and I love Him. I've gotten so much strength since I've been trusting in God and asking God to help me to make it and stop depending on my husband because his chapter is closed here on earth. Now it is up to us as widows to carry it on in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. We only have a few minutes more. I'm going to stop there as far as the workshop that Sheila had put together. I'm going to let her come on next week and talk some more about the workshop. But I just wanted to just talk about the first three steps that she mentioned. But I also would like to say, too, that the ministry – just like I was saying in the occasion when I was up there talking, God just didn't want Sheila and I just to stop with the first anniversary. We've had 12 years. He wanted us to continue. And each year he wanted us to do something different. And where did we go from here? He doesn't want us to stop. And just like when our husband passed, He did not want us to stop there and just lay in bed and cry and do nothing. He didn't want us to live. To also live with a purpose.
That's right.
Each one of you have a purpose. And also, each one of you have a purpose in this ministry to help make sure this ministry is successful, that we continue to have more anniversaries, 13, 14, 15. But each year, make sure that we do something different to help the next widow, just like this book that we're getting ready to publish. This book is going to inspire and uplift and encourage so many new widows. Once they see your testimonies and the question, the Q&A that we have in there, it's going to help them to know that they're not, when they're crying so much or going through different emotions or feelings, they can feel that they're not alone. They're not going crazy. So this book is going to inspire them so much. So there's so many things that God is going to get us to do. Also, we're going to join together with other widows, widow groups. And this thing is going to get bigger and bigger. It's not going to, and just like we are reaching a lot of different states now, South Carolina, my sister in South Carolina, we have, we had some in Tennessee, California, Florida. We have several in Florida and Chicago and different places. We're going to, you know one thing? I am hoping that we can touch 50, is there 52 states? What's the number of states in the U.S. is 52? I want one day that we can reach 52 states and
hopefully
more of those states and travel and show people that widows can live and have fun too. Because we, when we go to different places and we enjoy ourselves and laughing, people always wonder, what group is that? And when we say widow, you know, they are amazed that, you know, we are having fun just like anybody else. So this ministry is not for us to for it to stand still. We have to continue to grow and let God lead and guide us for what we need to do to reach out and help others. So just know that where do we go from here? I really feel that we're going to get, it's going to get so big. My pastor even said that to me personally one day that, Mary, just trust God, and also that this thing is going to get bigger and bigger, and I believe him. When he goes out to speak, he does mention about, if he meets a widow, he mentioned about our next chapter, Widow's Ministry. So it's not just us sharing the word that we exist. Other people are as well. So the message is going to get out there. And I just hope that other ministries out there that are something. I know there's another ministry that I met some ladies at the Exchange Park that I go to exercise. There's another group out there. She doesn't call it a widow ministry, but she's called a ministry that she helps widows. And she came to one of our meetings one time. She wasn't able to come to our anniversary because her meeting is normally on the second Saturday of each month. So, and there were new widows that were coming to that meeting, so it was important for her to be there. But one day, they're going to join us to one of our events. And,
amen.
And we don't know what God has for us to get together with that group and other groups. So just be in prayer and asking God to give us the guidance and the resources to do the things that he wants us to do. Because we got places to go and things to do. And I want you to be right there with us. And if you want to still include your story in our book, please call me as soon as possible because we're getting ready to go forward and getting this done. And we thank everyone who participated in the anniversary. We had Miss Ollie Penn that did our welcome.
Yes.
We had words of wisdom from Minister Sears. Who else that we didn't mention? By the way, we had, what's her name? All of a sudden my name is Brenda Newsom. Brenda Newsom did, we have a purple tablecloth now that she has stitched our ministry's name on, the next chapter of Widow's Ministry. So we'll always have that tablecloth to put over whenever we have some type of event. So I want to give kudos to her as well. And everyone that helped us as far as the putting together and decorating the dining hall, and Miss Mandy and also Miss Frances helped me pack the bags several days before the anniversary. So I hope I didn't miss anyone. But anyway, and Shirley McPherson, she did a wonderful testimony. And
yes.
I'm going to have her on the show one day in the next few weeks, hopefully, that she will come on and give that testimony to you as well on the air. So thank you so much, everyone that had a part in the program. And we thank Sheila very much for putting together this workshop, and maybe she can go over some more things. There was a whole lot of other questions that she asked us. I have mine written out. She had us to do a little bit of writing and answering some questions. So if she wants to be a part of that, I can keep on asking questions. But, you know, she did a great job with that. So we thank you so much for being a part of our 12th anniversary. And it's the end of our show. And I thank you for tuning in tonight. Tune in again next week so you can hear the rest of the workshop. And we have more announcement next week too. I am not going to make the announcement until next week, because we are really, our time is, we don't have any more time left. So be tune in next week so you can hear the announcement, special announcement, and also Sheila will continue on with the workshop information next week. Thank you again, everyone who participated on the show tonight. Thank you, Ms. Mandy and Ms. Martha. And
you,
have
Mandy.
A great week.
Welcome. Thank
Be
you.
Blessed. And
bless
tune in again.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day is smiling, the next day is fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
This is what he told me.
Through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just wait through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you is better that way. Don't let them despair.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
Don't
it.
Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it. So,
come on. I know you're saying now. There's no way I can.
only wish you could get this wrong, but